Seconds out, round one for another episode of Fool's Daily.
Marquess of Queensbury rules, or even Queensbury rules. Some rules.
Fist, we have rules.
Fisted cuffs.
Well, given what we're going about to talk about, are the rules a well-defined, tight rules set, or are they a bit more loosey-goosey?
Well, if we're going to do that, loosey-goosey, I'll give you a bit of a kick in the ankles then.
Because that's about as high as you can reach.
No, we're not talking spoons fighting.
Oh, excuse me, I'm still slightly ill.
Well, are you up for this then?
Yes, I am up for
this. You sure? Because I would like to take on a non-fit mic.
Oh, non-fit? I'm always fit, mate. Yep, exactly.
Matron.
So, it is I, Mike, and it is he, Conrad.
E.J. Gonzalez.
Esquire.
OBE. We've done that one.
Yeah, and you haven't got OBE.
No, I know.
Order of the Bottom Empire, maybe.
I've just put a sticker on my chest that says OBE. Oh, it's the wrong way round.
No, that sticker says, if found, please return it.
But no, it says, my name is...
No, you can't even get a job there, mate, so...
Blood Rage.
What about Blood Rage?
I backed it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're getting so many nice figures.
It's just going up and up, isn't it?
You are getting so... I mean,
more
for a
war
board
bands,
game...
More warbands being added. And there's only 2 days left.
I know. It's a really interesting... This isn't what we're supposed to be talking about either.
I know, sorry. I got distracted.
But it is very interesting watching it. The way it's going up. The amount of backers it's got. 7,500 backers. And you do get a massive amount for your $75.
They've put their excuses in there early, though, haven't they? They've said that, you know, vagaries of production and dealing with China and all this sort of stuff. We're hoping for September, but it might not be September.
Yeah, but I also noticed a new one that they've added to cover themselves, which I hadn't seen before.
Is it the end of the world due this day or not?
No. It's the... Please note that while we do our best to get you your rewards in a timely manner, you may not necessarily receive your rewards before the product makes it into distribution in your own country or before it's made available in conventions and special promotion opportunities. We hope that the special price and exclusive items you will get during the Kickstarter will make up for any such possible lag. However, this is something not acceptable to you. Please do not back this project and wait for the retail release.
Is that a learning thing? This is come on, isn't it, again?
Yeah.
So do you think that's a lesson learned from WOC?
I think it's definitely a lesson learned as from various Kickstarters that they've done. But it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful. I mean, why wouldn't the figures look beautiful? I mean, they're McVeigh figures.
Yep.
And they look lovely. The big monsters look awesome. And it just looks like a fun game.
Raven Shamans, they look nice, don't they? Oh, yeah. Anyway, what are we here to talk about today?
So we're not here to talk about that.
Thor.
At all. We're here to talk about what an anal git you are.
Okay, you said...
Are we not going to categorise it that way?
No, I think there is going to be two camps to this argument, and as to quote Spoons, you'll be wrong.
I don't think I will be. I'm never wrong with Spoons, and I don't think I'll see why I would be.
This is because there's a whole Batman film thing that you're always wrong about.
I'm not wrong about it. And anyway, even if I was wrong, you can't take the opinion of someone who thinks that Red Dawn was a good movie seriously.
And then there's this whole cleaning of figures thing. You know, I've got a massive following. We're all going to meet you in a field today with our sticks and shovels and things. You might have machine guns your side, but we don't care.
Well, you're known to I shoot you. You have to get across my minefields first. All the time I'll be shouting, get off my land!
We'd have tunnelled underneath it.
Oh, I see.
Anyway.
Should we actually talk about what we're supposed to talk about?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have a cough first. There we go. So, you've been playing some more Wrath of Kings.
Not Wrath of Kings again.
No, we're not talking about Wrath of Kings. We're just talking about it's a means to an end.
Yes, I have.
Okay. And after your games of Wrath of Kings, you've been posting quite a few questions about things such as timing and what particular wordings are intended to mean on, you know, the Facebook forums and stuff.
Yes. This is true, my lad.
And as I was watching you post these things, I was thinking that it's...
You're not my friend. That's what you... Sorry.
I've never thought I was your friend. You're just one of those pity cases that I do for my pro bono work. Sorry, have I never told you that before?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't know you did pro bono.
I don't really. Bugger that. No, look, see, you're derailing me.
I know.
You just don't want to,
I'm trying to put you off as much as I can before to stop you getting to the crux of the whole thing.
Okay, so the crux of the issue is that you like a rule set to be very tight, nailed down, fixed with absolute definitions for everything.
I like clarity.
Whereas, you see, I like consistency. I'm not that consistent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, then let's go for both of them, clarity and consistency. But if you're referring specifically to Wrath of Kings, as you were, Milad.
Well, as I was using it as a starting example,
Milad,
witness.
One of the many game systems that I might play, Milad. Always going for the left hook now. The...
It's the end of round one.
I've just got to go to the corner now. Spit out.
Look, people, everyone's going to have switched off by now, so...
We could do another cliffhanger and see what happens. Right.
Just get on with it.
The initial problem was the book and the card being different. So you rightly said, you know, the cards. But my gut instinct was, based on weird experiences, was the card.
Yep.
But because it was a new rule set, and it was so different, and there were vast differences in the card compared to the rule book, I just didn't know where, you know, what the... Which was right? What the intent was, or
yeah. And you see, but my counter argument. Okay, so my counter argument to that is, what does it matter?
The sort of game come to a halt at that point. You're right. I suppose. What
I mean,
could do is just...
you and your whoever you were playing with. Was it Nick?
It'll be Nick. Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of okay. One says one says the other. Which one are we going to go for? We either roll a dice and just get on with the game.
Well, essentially, that's what you do after you have your little rules discussion. And I'm sure you have your rules discussions as well in terms of, oh, well, this is, well, no, but, yes, well, and then we roll
well,
a
no,
dice.
You see, no, we don't.
Oh, you just get on with it.
Yeah. That's what I think makes it interesting.
No, I... And were you like that with Fantasy Battle as well?
Yes. See, I never got hung up on, back in the day, on this whole official or what it was supposed to mean or the FAQs and stuff. I just didn't care about that sort of thing.
That's probably because I was TOing and you weren't at the time, so I came from that sort of perspective.
That's quite possibly true. I mean, it just didn't bother me at all. And the whole obsession that grew from the much bigger play groups that we had, because, you know, there were groups were now meeting who via the internet who had never met before, to have the official stamp, and I'm doing air quotes for official stamp, on a way of doing something or what the rule is supposed to be, etc. I just never used to care. And I don't...
I believe it comes from competition stroke tournament gaming then. It comes from that perspective. And then, as you quite rightly pointed out, your team of specialists and everything were trying to psych me out before the big match that we're going through now. Right hook now. PP.
I'm just going to kick the balls.
PP, there's no rules for that. You've cheated now. The PP rule set's quite tight. And then playing Malifaux is quite a tight rule set as well, you see. So I think one of the things that upsets, well, no, it doesn't upset me, is it irritates me, is the fact that it's easy to, obviously it takes work and everything, but it's easy to have a clear set of rules, you know, and it really is just down to English wording. It's easy to have a lazy set of rules as well. Now, you've brought up the fact that I might not like open combat and fistful and things like that. But those, I believe, are different types of games anyway.
Why?
Because it's more about the theme or the episode or the storyline. So the game is different. So there will be a bit more flexibility required in the game. You may have to make stuff up on the fly even, or refer to another rule that to cover something else if you're trying to do something. So it has a more RPG-esque flavour to it.
Well, see, that's interesting, you see. I mean,
I've not played the rules, so I don't know. Yeah,
but you've played Dead Man's Hand.
Dead Man's Hand, yes, I have. And I found that quite a clear, concise rule set. And it was episodic. The rules are a framework, aren't they, at the end of the day?
Yes.
For you to have to...
Exactly. They are a framework for you to interpret as you want with your gaming partner.
But I don't want to be spent... I don't want to spend time having to decide on what the rule is meant to be or not meant to be. I'd rather be able... I want to play the game.
Yeah, but that brings me back to my point that playing the game is a matter of rolling a dice in one way or the other. And it doesn't matter if you and your gaming partner are playing it differently from how someone else plays it. As long as you're having fun.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, but then you come across another player group who plays something differently, then your conventions and the ways you were playing are brought into disrepute or
But again, what does that matter?
It doesn't matter, but if we're going back to the fact that this is from a tournament organiser's perspective or an event perspective. So it's down to always work. It's probably ingrained in me to a certain extent, coming back from, you know, fantasy battle days of trying to have a set of rules that people didn't have to roll a dice six about. People didn't have to complain about or get stuck over or have to have rulings. You know, why do we have judges? Why do we have a judge at your event that you're running?
To be honest, that's a good question. The reason you have a judge at an event is because generally it will work out faster, and then you have a consistent rules point for that particular event. But it doesn't mean that the judge is right.
Yeah. So we're back to that E word. We're back to the fact that we're trying to play under one set of rules or one set of conventions at the events in question, which may be, as you said, wrong or right, and maybe played different somewhere else. So we're back to something being sort of consistent and having a framework. I see where you where you're coming from, and I see where you're. Yeah, I see your question and your point, but I think most people want to have the ability to just put their figures down and get on and play, and having to.
But you see, I think in every rule set ever written, you've got the ability to put your figures down and just play. Even something as obscure as, you know, WRG Ancients. Obscure is the wrong word. Obtuse.
Yeah.
I find that an impossible rule set to understand. But if I had figures that were based in the correct elements, I could just put them down on the table and play.
Yeah. Yes, you could. You probably wouldn't.
I might not be playing it.
You'd probably have to play in period, potentially. Yeah. I don't know.
And so, it's one of the things I've always struggled with. This, and maybe it's because I didn't play War Machine. And you know, if I'd had that and that tight rule set, then maybe I understood it better. But I never understood the obsession with, or the way people would twist language to get something to work the way that they wanted it to.
Yes, so I don't understand that as well.
Because I'd seen, you know, rule sets that are written like lawyers. Starfleet Battles, for example, was to the nth degree, you know, as referenced in clause 1.3.9.
Stardate 42.3.1.
Possibly said that. I don't remember it saying that, but there you go. I am old. My memory could be failing. And I didn't like that sort of rule set. I far prefer the more loosey-goosey types of rule sets. And contrary to what you think, I don't actually think that the Malifaux rule set is that well-defined. It's better than it was in first edition. Because a lot of the things that people asked questions about, like, within.
But they said that is just English as well, you know.
You still get people. I mean, there was a discussion on about Wrath of Kings the other day about the use of the term within.
But
now, and maybe it's just that my mind and the way I interpret English works in the same way that games designers do.
It's intent and convention of rules. I mean, I'm used to within and completely within from a War Machine perspective, but even then, the language is clear to me. You know, when you're within range of something or completely within.
Oh, well, you see,
it could be, but the intent of the rule set could be that within means completely within as well.
Right, so what does it mean in War Machine?
Completely within.
Right, so a base has to. So within 12 inches is the back of the base has to be within that 12 inches.
Yeah, you could be touching that back of the base to the 12 inch, yeah. Completely within means the model has to be completely within that 12 inch.
Right, so is the term within or the term completely within in War Machine?
There's both. They're both used.
Right, and do they both mean the same thing?
No, they mean separate things. One, they mean exactly what we've just explained. That within,
right? So completely within has to be complete. The entire model has to be,
yes.
And within means any part of the base of that model has to be,
yes.
Okay. So in Malifaux, within there is only within, and it's any part of the base.
It's quite funny as well, because Malifaux has the push as well, And with pushes or something like that in other games, you have push directly towards or push towards. Now, in Malifaux, it's quite clearly states in the push rules that any push is directly towards, but it still refers to pushes as pushes. So it doesn't have the extra language whenever a push is used as a rule on a card, on a model card. It doesn't say push directly towards. The push rules in the main rule book say directly towards.
Yeah. So what my point I was going to make was, do you think that part of the confusion that occurs, and so therefore part of the source of questions for things, and is people applying, rather than reading what it says and applying English, it's reading what it says and applying what it means in other games that they have played?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think that's exactly right. Because, and I've said it, I think I'm used to the cleanliness of and the tightness of the PP rule set. So you go into other game systems with a certain expectation for clarity. I do that, but I don't necessarily have the expectation. I'd like it to be like that, but everyone is different and every game set is different. So I don't expect it. I would just like it to be so that the rules are clear. And I don't have to go away and look on rule forums or download errata or God knows what else.
No. I mean, downloading errata is different, surely. I mean, there's a massive errata just come out for War Machine.
Yes. There's a regular...
pages and pages.
No, it's not pages and pages and pages.
How many pages is it?
I will check it if you want.
No, you don't have to. It's more than two.
It's more than two, yes.
So therefore it's pages and pages and pages.
It's at least three, yeah. But that covers a number of book releases as well.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that, but you just said, you know, you don't want to have to go and download errata and stuff. And then the game that you're holding up as the standard of clean rules writing has a load of errata.
In one place, in one document, not numbers and hundreds and millions of different documents.
And who has it in numbers of millions of documents?
GW used to do that.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you can hold them up as an example.
16 pages it is.
16 pages, because that's definitely pages and pages and pages.
And it covers the War Machine rule book, the Horde...
No, I'm not! I'm not disputing that it carries loads of books. You were saying... Now, I agree. I mean, I would not hold GW up as an example of anything to do. I mean, they would much rather not put out errata. And frankly, if I controlled their games, I wouldn't put out errata either.
No, because you're onto... Because
it's not that sort of rule set.
No, exactly right, yeah.
By putting out errata, you are pandering to that particular audience, in my opinion. And I don't think you should. And I have the same issue with the Malifaux stuff. I think there are questions in the FAQ that aren't FAQ questions. They're what Jervis Johnson used to call a PQ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just people going, "Oh, I'm thick. I don't understand.
Where's the toilet?
Yes. Can I have my mummy, please?"
Possibly.
Being harsh now.
Yeah, you are being harsh. You are being harsh. But we're back to the tournament gamer mindset, the competitive gamer mindset, and having that ability to have a clean game where you don't have to have a judge come over.
Yeah, but sure. Doesn't that just boil down to don't be a dick?
Not necessarily, because the permutations of situations happening in rule sets can very well make you hit a brick wall. And yes, a dice six or a flip of a card could solve the problem, but will it leave you with a negative play experience? Will it leave you, you know, if you're on table one and you're going for the national champions of the universe, do you want it to be ruled by something as random as that? How much do people care about it?
That's a good point. That's a good point. But, you know, it's ruled by a judge. You know, is there anything more random than a judge's ruling? If I make a ruling at one of my events, it doesn't mean that it's right.
No, it's completely subjective and situational, isn't it? I mean,
it could be down to who I like of the two people who are complaining.
It could be, but we like not to let that affect us.
Admit that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But I don't think there's any right. I don't think you're right, and I don't think I'm right. I think people are different.
Well, I know you're not right.
Well, I know you're not right. And the masses will speak on the...
The masses will speak your way.
Will they?
Oh, yeah. I know I'm an outlier. I've always been an outlier on this issue. I was an outlier back in the day in the Games Workshop stuff.
I don't think you're an outlier. I think your attitude is commendable. I think it's the right attitude, but... The reality of the situation is that you get into a particular situation and what the other what your opponent really wants to say and what you may want to say is, oh no, but that's how it reads. It reads in my favour. No, it reads in my favour. And so that's essentially that's why we're having the fight. Ding, ding.
There you go. It wasn't really a fight.
It wasn't, no. It was a heated discussion.
It wasn't even heated.
I'm getting a bit hot. I might have to go.
That's because you're talking to me, dude.
I know.
Okay. Well, I think we've sort of exhausted our discussion.
Who won?
You did.
No, I think you should put it out to the vote. See what people say.
Why would I listen to what they say? It's all about me.
I think you won.
I think you won.
I think you won. Should we have a fight? Should we do a podcast on who won?
Yeah, why not? Until we record that podcast, though, I've been Mike.
And I have been Muhammad Ali.
Have you really?
No, I haven't. I've been Conrad.
Bye-bye. Okay, then. Bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at fools_daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.